and put the lid on it and set it licking fly out, way out in the hall, and let it cook there, and you'd have some good bread, and that bread is sweet. Now I love that cornbread cooking on fireplace. I just really love it. Now I love all the food that's cooked by wood in these. It seems to me it was better than it is now. Better than it is now. And did hang that pot, had a rat come down the chimney, a piece of wire, a bar go across the chimney, then a hanger put on there, and the pot was swinging down on the floor like this, this far, and this would be your pot. And put that fire in there, and that pot cook there. And that meat, you can smell it out to the road, cooking.
Yeah.
Tell what you're cooking. The stewed chicken, you stew chicken in there, now Lord God, you put dumplings in the meal bit there. Put dumplings in the chicken.
Cornmeal dumplings?
Yeah. Flour dumplings. Roll them out and take a top of something and cut them up and put them in there when that chicken gets out of the three-quarter dough. Then cut up onions or something, put in there and the pepper. And that chicken will just eat your good Lord's long. Don't let the hen be fat or the what's name too, that yellow stuff around there you eat your meat off. And the chicken fat is yellow. When it get done good, all the cooking good. And it's just as tender as you could be. I love all that now. I believe I'd get better if I just had a farm place about to cook on it. All that good food.
Now, did people ever tell you, you ever remember people talking about making cornmeal on a board or something like that? Cornbread on a board in front of the fire?
Yeah, it's an ash cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, we may need them. Yeah, we may need them.
Okay. Now, would you ever fry cornmeal?
Don't forget, make up your cornbread good.
Yeah.
And put grease and stuff in it.
In the skillet?
No, you didn't cook it in no skillet. You rake out the ashes clean, and let it be hot. And put out brown paper. You been see this brown paper?
Yeah.
Put that bread in that brown paper and cover that paper over. And let it lay on there. Then dampen that paper and pour some more hot emulsion on it and let it sit there and cook. And that seems like the sweetest bread you ever had. And when it gets done, you have your shovel. Read under that bridge and get it, knock all that matches and things off. Then tie that paper, the paper be the cook done, and it just drop off. And the bread at the bottom be brown just like it is in the skillet. And it is ready to go. You can have some
Now, did you ever, when you ate fish, what might you eat with fish?
We eat cornbread with fish.
Did you ever make up them things kind of round?
Yeah.
And they'd have onion or green pepper in them?
That's right.
What were they called?
We called them hot dogs or something, hot buns or something, and put in there.